diabetes. Father, help us to eat healthy. I know we cook with that back and all that stuff. Father, help us to be strong. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm ready.
Was channeling from the other side.
Hello, it's Lesbian Madge here. I'm drinking a smoothie. It's got strawberry, no, blueberry. It's got mangy, a lot of Greek yogurt, and an apple, a real apple, like a not frozen apple. Mm-hmm. Hello, audience. I'm a lesbian with food allergies in Chicago. This is my last day before my family comes back and walks real fast back, fat back, fast back, fat back, fast back, fat back, fast back. And I wanted to read you this nice, nice thing I got in the email today from Dee Dee, and it's a nice little thing. Actually, I'll read it from Facebook because I think Cheryl commented to it on it after I done posted it. Let's see her up a hill. What's going on up a hill? Puked. Cheryl puked? Oh, because of Goddess Tiffy. Yeah, that's another story. Mm-hmm. Where's this thing? Did I post it on Cheryl's Grumhole? I mean Facehole? Cheryl Trig Murkowski. Let's see. Don't help. Oh, Cheryl's mean. She says, Wheel, glad you are using your time so well, Madge. Laps for laps, APP. She's right. I should be job hunting. Oh, well. Don't hold... This is from, I think, Adam for Adam. The title is, or the handle of the person is Paint My Dick, all caps with underscores, and he's from Chicago Heights in Illinois. Profile. Don't hold back, enjoy the dick. 27, 6, 1, 186 elbs, 34 W, waist. Muscular, black hair. Somebody here, black, looking for threesome / group sex / misc fetishes. The rest of this is in all caps. No matter how hard they clean, I always fuck dudes so hard that they paint my dick. Looking for them dudes that want to get fuck, but scared they might have an accident. Looking for them dudes that don't have time to go home and shower. Love them dudes that tell me I gotta stop because I'm too deep and they wasn't prepared to get fucked. Well, at least he used past tense on the fucked. Forget about everything and just enjoy the dick no matter how deep I am. Keywords: conservative, out no, smoke yes, drink occasionally, drugs no, zodiac Aquarius. That's a good thing he's conservative. Top, 11.5 inches cut, preferred meeting at my place. All right, that sounds fun. That's not nice, Cheryl. Cheryl, what about you using your time nicely? You're reading this, bitch. I watched one of those horrible, you know, there's always gay movies on HBO and Netflix. You ever just watch them when you're desperate just to see, like, nothing? So I'm changing the subject. There was a movie with Natalie, that's it. New Mac Pros, this is from Mac Rumors, new Mac Pro safe to operate horizontally. Why the fuck would anybody do that? And why is that news, even in the Mac world, that, like, according to a new Apple support document, though the new Mac Pro is designed to be used in the upright position, it can also be used on its side. It's a cylinder, you understand? It's like using a garbage pail on its side. Why the fuck would anybody do that? So that it rolls over on its side and crashes? Stupid. It says it is likely that third-party companies will come out with rack mount options for the Mac Pro. That is ridiculous. How could you possibly rack mount something? What could be a worse use of space than a rack-mounted cylindrical computer? How dumb. I love everything. Uh-oh, DeLois is angry, according to Griselda. I made her call her husband DeLois for the day. And I told her to tell him, you tell DeLois, walk real fast. And walk real fast back, fat back, fast back, fat back, fast back, fat back, fast back, fat back, fat back, fat back, fat, fast back. I don't even have a clip of that, do I? Let's see.
On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a mean, hateful, nasty one that's going to send you forever to damnation because just you might have eaten meat on Friday and died on Saturday.
You don't think that Einstein, you don't think Edison, they weren't psychic?
You know, I've been reading a biography about Einstein by that Walter Isaacson, whoever wrote the Steve Jobs thing. And nowhere, I mean, I haven't finished it yet, but so far he hasn't mentioned Einstein's psychic.
That's what I was talking to you a little bit earlier about with the Bela Lugosi house. They have hunches. That's manly to have a hunch.
Where's my purse?
I'm drinking my smoothie. I'm not just ignoring you.
She finally said to me, "What is your motive?" And I said to her,
"We're thick.
Mm-hmm.
We're thick. We're thick. Our genetics are thick. The world is thick. The negativity is thick."
Mm-hmm.
Because at 68, I certainly don't have any horrible things wrong, and I've seen so many psychics. Our people just go down the drain.
Yeah. Where's the one that is really appropriate at this point? Let me see. Sorry, audience. I don't think I have it. So when we're, not Sylvia, but somebody else says, "I'm dead." It's one of those Mrs. Bailey things, I believe. "I'm dead." Do I have any of those clips here? Mrs. Bailey clips? What's this? I don't know what. No.
It stinks so bad.
High cholesterol.
Hey, Cheryl.
It's no yard.
Dude.
It's all the fault.
He is not able. It's normal.
You need a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
I never had any.
No.
And you're ready to rock, man.
The samurai.
See, Aunt Teresa just died.
Well.
I can't find it.
I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into. Orgies and everything else.
You know, Sylvia, I don't really want you to go into an orgy either. Not one that I'm involved with. Can you imagine that mothball stench of the vagina?
I like it in the butt.
Okay, that's the genre. Okay, so... I'm dead. Let's just see if dead is in here. Dead, no. I can't find anything with the word dead in it. Any files called the audio? Kind audio, music, I wouldn't exactly call it music. No. What's this? Dead cat vagina sitting.
Anyway, let's do this. Save as source. SARS. Save as SARS. And apologize to you again. Yogurt things. So, let's talk about this fucking shit, so.
Alright, so that's boring.
I worry about people who sit cross-legged for 3 hours. Why don't they get up with their dead ass and go do something?
Yeah. Well, maybe if I Google Thoric. No. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, audience. Let's see. I don't know. Why am I even here? Indian abortions. Trying to find that thing, and then it'll be totally lost, because what's the point?
My controller is here.
Oh.
Honey. Good ladies. You know I'm saying? Ladies.
What's good ladies? I don't know what's going on. The what's good ladies.
He's got 2 months to be a little wobbly, but so what? That's still going to be accelerated.
Okay, that one will keep.
He's got 2 months to be a little wobbly, but so what? That's still going to be accelerated.
Sorry, audience, I'm not being interesting.
He's got 2 months.
With all the needs.
What?
With all the needs. With your servant.
Morning, the winter solstice prayer. Dearest Mother Asna, bless this winter solstice. Bless this time of quiet and...
Wait, this one we're going to play. Why did Oprah cry when she denied being a lesbian? Let's hear that. Then we'll talk.
Friends, very few have friends as close as yours.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that friendship to me.
Whew, okay. She is the mother I never had. She is the sister everybody would want. She is the friend that everybody deserves. I don't know a better person. I don't know a better person.
Why is it making you cry?
Shoot, wasn't gonna cry here. It's making me cry because I'm thinking about how much...
Eat her pussy.
I probably have never told her that. Tissue, please. I now need tissue. I've never told her that.
So when those, to me, dumb rumors come up that you
are gay,
what do you say?
Well, I have said we are not gay enough times. I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kind of lesbian. And the reason why it irritates me is because it means that somebody must think I'm lying. That's number one. Number two, why would you want to hide it? That is not the way I run my life.
Perhaps we need to
isolate. I'm too heavy on my feet.
Oh, shut up.
Friends, very few have friends as close as
I need to isolate lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Describe that friendship to me.
Somebody, that's number one. Number two, the reason why it irritates me is because it means that somebody must think I'm enough times.
Say.
Well, I have said we are not gay enough times. I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian. I'm lying. That's number one. Number two, why would you wanna...
Don't worry, there's more smoothie.
I'm not lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian.
Okay, let's change the name of it and then we're gonna crop it. I'm not lesbian. Yeah. Then we're gonna crop it. Yeah. Let's see how that...
I'm not lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not lesbian.
Yeah, you are. And you pee for 10 minutes in this movie, I see.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian.
I like it in the pot.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian.
He's got 2 months to be a little wobbly, but so what? That's still going to be accelerated.
I'm not lesbian.
Uh-huh.
I'm not lesbian. 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 I'm not lesbian.
Is that heavy?
I'm not lesbian.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
I'm not lesbian.
Girls.
I'm not lesbian.
We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
I'm not lesbian.
Severite!
Severite! You know, you knew black people, but you didn't know them socially.
I'm not lesbian.
They were servant class.
I'm not
and
lesbian.
And you always had a great relationship with your servants.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian.
And you're ready to rock, man.
Who is that person on the internet? We used the clips before. I know some of you know. That says, what's good, ladies? What's good, ladies? Who was that? I can't remember. I just remember it was freaking me out.
What's good, ladies?
Yeah. Let's see. What about me? What about my giant giny claws?
Oipe.
18 minis of bullshit. Bullshit. Okay, let's talk. I'm going to get up. So La Familia, La Cosa Nostra is coming home to D. Let's see. Oh, more. Look at all this smoothie I done have. I can't, it's impossible for me to make a smoothie without thinking of Rachel Cam ever since she told me that lie about making banana ice cream. But it did get Christ on a wheel started on smoothieism. She was supposed to be on this Grum, actually, but she had to go teach some water aerobics Zumba class or something. I don't know. She sounded kind of messy. But girls gotta eat. Gotta pay the bills. Speaking of paying the bills, it appears that Auntie Vera is on a rampage against Faye Dunaway. Apparently, Wanda Wisdom posted a picture of Faye Dunaway, and then Wanda Wisdom posted a picture of Faye Dunaway, and she didn't look that great, but she looked okay. And Auntie Vera said, "Oh my God, she looks horrible." And Wanda Wisdom said, "Well, you know what? If you look that horrible, you should have somebody, you know, be a little bit kinder than you are to Faye," or something like that. That was the jizz of the story, but I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, so she's all pissed. So, And I don't know, I think she's pissed at me too, even though I had nothing to do with it. Anyway, whatever. You know? What are you going to do? You can't control other people. And what they think of me is none of my business. Right? Of course, right. La la la. But I don't think that Vera should have been saying nasty things about Faye Dunaway. I mean, you know, really, it's not nice. Okay, let me charge my aunt. Pan, pan. Pants and panty pan. My iPad, pants and panty. 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 Griselda, speaking of Griselda, I don't know why I'm talking so much about how far today, but she sent me a picture of her toaster oven. Her husband wouldn't let her turn the heat on, even though she lives in a penthouse on Park Avenue, two doors down from David Cope. But her husband wouldn't let her use the heat, so she used the toaster oven to supply heat to her and her two-year-old child. Kind of fun. You know, so even rich people are crazy, especially rich people. You know, I think rich people are actually more miserable. I think rich people worry about money more than poor people. Isn't that weird? I mean, not super poor people. I mean, like poor people, like averagely poor. You know, meaning people like me who are poor, but we have food, clothing, shelter. We're not going to die. You know, that kind of poor. Because, I mean, the people I know that are rich, like really, really rich, like millions, they are obsessed about money. And I guess that's why they're rich. And I don't need to be that rich. I have no desire to be that rich. It was just nice to not have to live in my sister's basement, not have to have debt, you know, that kind of thing. But ever since I've mentioned that I'm looking for a job, that I've trained, nobody in my audience seems to give a shit. Although some people have donated money, which is very helpful, and is what I would consider giving a shit. What does that even mean, giving a shit? Like, oh, you care about somebody, you care enough to send the very best, so you're going to shit and send them some duty? It doesn't even make sense when you think about it. Far away. Today's a carpenter's day. So much snow. I was going to get the snowblower out, but there was no gas, so I asked my brother-in-law, you know, what kind of motor oil? Because I saw on the cover of the snowblower, it said, you know, you have to use oil and gas. One of those things where you got to mix the oil and the gas together. So I didn't know, like, what kind of gas. There was no gas, so I thought, well, take the tank over to this and get some gas and whatever the oil is. Because I didn't know what kind of oil you need. He said, well, it takes such and such kind of oil. We go with oils. But the homeowners association is supposed to plow the sidewalks for us. I'm like, well, that's news because I ain't seen that yet. But they did, so I didn't shovel. Well, I shoveled the back for Trotsky because, you know, he does not like the cold, so he just goes real fast and walk real fast back to go poop. Facebook. Sorry. What's real old? Why am I addicted to the Facebook? Oh, because I don't have to. Deborah Wilkerson says, no more pumpkin pie. Tootie says it makes the hemorrhoid come out to play. Okay. That's weird. Yeah. Angry ducks killing Kim Jong-un. Whatever. So, this thing that Stacey Herbert posted about migrations, apparently it shows like, it's from Washington Post, I think, and it shows like based on somewhat moving companies' statistics where people are leaving in the United States and where people are going. People are leaving Illinois and New York, and they're going to places like Texas and North Carolina. So I guess people want to be where it's warm, which is stupid. I'd rather be where it's cold, but whatever. Oh, this is the wooden spoon that I accidentally stuck in the blender. I put, this is when I was Rachel Canning making a smoothie, and I had to use, because it was so chunky, I used this frozen, you hear the drool in me mouth. I was using this frozen, frozen fruit, and it wasn't moving in the blender, so I go, bram, 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 bram. You know, to make it, you know, get moving. But I guess, I didn't realize this at the time, but it ground some of this wooden spoon into the beverage. And I didn't taste it. I could have gotten a splinty, I think. So that happened, as the kids say. That's one of those mind thought virus, language viruses that's been going around. Well, and that happened. Why does everybody have to say the same thing? I mean, there's a language. I mean, you need a common language. But these dumb little, like, I call them language viruses or mind viruses. You're just like, and that happened. And what was that one that, oh, and is that a thing now? Well, that came from 30 Rock, as far as I can tell. And it's like, why do you have to be so annoying and talk that way? I wish people would pay more attention. Ugh, this is a mildewy sponge. God, I hate mildew. It makes your hands smell for a year. And they'll look real fast, fast. You know, like, why don't people pay more attention to what they say, Girdle? You know, and say something original. Make your own language, like Cheryl and I, like lips, shucking, toe, all kinds of nice words you can say. And that way you can talk about people. You know, Lily Tomlin said that language was created for people to complain. I say language was created so that people could talk about each other without knowing it, without them knowing it. Duh, hello. I'm gonna walk real fast and walk real fast, back, fit, back, fast, back, fast, back, big, big. Real Facebook. You know, so I posted this video of Triple X Nikki, you know, the large lady from Taboo, obese women of Tabooism or something. And, you know, and it got like, it's almost, it probably should be today, like 10,000 downloads or something, which I think is a lot. And then I did another one, which I thought was better, which was a mashup of Big Meets Bigger and Triple X Nikki. I mean, it's not Triple X, Triple K Nikki, because she has three K's in her name. There we go. And I just don't understand it. Like, what is it? Somebody must have put it on Reddit or something. Maybe it was me. But I don't think my Reddit's ever make it. I asked Sheena Bazaar to Reddit it for me. Maybe she did. I don't understand how that Reddit works. Can somebody explain to me how I can, like, be a useful Reddit person? Like, what do you have to do? I don't get that little piece of magic. I guess there's a Reddit for dummies or something, but usually by the time those books come out, it's literally for dummies if you buy this book. Okay, so here's a spoon that goes there. Now we have to do this again. Is that a lesbian spoon or a meat? That's for dairy. Dairy spoon. Dairy big spoon. Takes a lot of thinking. Dairy. Dairy. Weird looking grapefruit. Dairy nut. Dairy fork. Dairy air. Dairy little spoon. Dairy big spoon. Fuck, I mixed up the big and littles. Dairy big spoon. Chicken. Dairy big spoon. Dairy big spoon. All dairy, except one, so far only one meat knife, because one I made a hot dog. Well, real is big. Yesterday I went to the Trader Joe's to replace all the food I bought. And I replaced everything except for the Cheetos. the Flaming Hot Cheetos, which I shouldn't have eaten because that shit's nasty, but it was there. Okay, so there goes that fat bag. There goes that fat bag. It's for microwave oven use only. This is a new thing, these lids for food when you're cooking. That's a new thing. Lid holders. Spoon. Oh, now I got it. Oh, fuck my ass. Oh, I didn't spill. Good, it's but it didn't. Fat bag. So I have some mugs downstairs, probably in my bedroom, but I'm not going to get that now because I would lose reception with y'all. Why did it time out and I got to type in my password? Real face, back, fat back. Come on, light up. Oh, there you go. Hey, that was my Fonzie belch. Hey. All right. So I'm going to walk real fast. And walk real fast, back, back, back. So the thing is, my vagina. If you ever don't know what to say, just start a sentence with my vagina. That's one of my secrets, which I suppose I can start giving out little secrets now that I've been on for almost. This is my 10th year of podcasting. And I have so much to show for it. Resentiment. That's what I have. Resentiment. I blame Adam Curry for my life sucking. No, it's not his fault, but he did lie with that Ron Bloom content. Made it sound like I was going to have all this control over my production company when really they just wanted me to sign this piece of paper so they could get venture capital. Meanwhile, there goes my career in IT. Now I have to go start over again with these fucking crazy assholes. Like these, I know this like as a preface. Allow me to say what I'm about to say, please ignore. With respect to me needing a job, if you have any help for me. But like, the way these tech companies seem to run, it's like it's all on brainwashing. Like it used to be like, you know, they talk about how the 50s used to be so oppressive in the 60s and businesses and their rules and their ties. But the thing is, basically people worked, they had their boss, they worked, you knew it was a job, and then you go home and have a life. But now like, they do this whole thing where you're supposed to pretend it's part of your life and yay rah, I love what I'm doing. And ooh, you know, like I get paid to code, blah, blah, blah. And then they take pictures of everybody and everybody's like a child inside and they play with toys and they all take group pictures and I'm not even making this shit up. They ride razor scooters in the office and it's just like all this dumb, like retarded, kind of like, you know how like kids, when they first go to college, they still cling to some of their childhood, you know, I don't know, childhood toys, I guess. Like, you know, they'll be really into Mickey Mouse. They'll think it's kitsch, but really it's just they're clinging to their childhood. Or, you know, they'll have, like, Hello Kitty, you know, and like, oh, isn't this kitsch? It's kind of like I'm being hit. But really, you know, they're just letting go of their childhood slowly, which is, I think, fine. But what it's done is it's gotten so much worse, and now this, like, that kind of, like, mentality is being ingrained into the workplace. So like, okay, you know what? If you want me to work, just give me fucking benefits and shut up. You don't need a fucking ping pong table. And don't make it so that, there's some great Einstein quotes, like basically he said, you know, the enemy of creativity is groupthink. You know, like, don't make me groupthink. He also said like, creativity only happens as an individual, like basically, great ideas only come to individuals, not to groups. You know, and that's also the opposite of the way these companies work. And it's no great surprise that they all just copy each other and come up with the same dumbass ideas. You know, oh, social media, blah, blah, blah. Groupthink. Oh, for Christ's sake. I mean, anybody who hires me would be so fucking lucky because I can think outside the box. I'm just not an entrepreneur, and I'm weird. But that's the thing. Companies like today, they see something unusual and they don't like it. They want you to fit into the box. They don't want you to be creative. They just want you to copy shit.
so I guess I'll just start explaining that to people. Be like, you know what? I've had it with your asshole shit. I don't care about your little fucking network of cunts. You know? I'm going to offend by saying what I'm about to say, but I said that to say what, bitch? You said that to say what? I think I'll just do black like me. You know, like, take melanin or whatever from my skin so I look black, and then I'll, like, pretend I'm doing, like, a social studies project to see how the IT world is different for black people. And then they'll hire me because that's so, you know, pro-racial. Post-racial, rather. And then they'll hire me, but really, I'll just have done it just to get hired. And then, yeah, and then they'll just say, oh, well, you know what, you guys are so not racial. Yay for you. Can I have my check? And by the way, since I'm black, you can't fire me. Okay. The blendy holder. Blender is clon. What about this thing? Real fast back. Why is my pager off the hook? Oh, that's probably Rachel finally ready to podcast 17 hours later. Christ. We got time for that. I'm cleaning. I got cleaning to do. Oh, that's divine. I got ironing to do. Oh, it's my niece. Please don't tell me if... Uh-oh, flight is already delayed. Let me see. If the flight is already delayed 45 minutes this early, it's probably going to be much later than that period. All right. Siri Namaskara A. So the jailbreak is out for iOS 7, which is amazing. So now I have my tethering back. There's also a really cool iOS jailbreak hack that I found, which is a lot, very interesting, like what Reagan was complaining about, how like, how come with Siri, he said, you know, used to be, you could just say like, call mother, call so-and-so, or play this music without having to, you know, without Siri needing to go to the internet to find out what you're saying. But there's a hack that lets you do that. So when Siri is not available, it'll just go back to the default to that like old voice response system that's local. So it'll still work that way. Oh, for fuck's sake. God damn it. I hope I don't have to edit this. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So, the flight, I think it already left Chicago, so I think it's already in the air, so it just left Chicago 45 minutes late. Oh. So I don't think it's going to be delayed that much more.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I don't know, but it might be delayed because of, like, weather in Chicago. I mean, how is it?
It's fine. It's just really, really, really cold. It's really cold.
Okay.
It's like zero, I think. Okay.
Is it, like, cloudy or what?
It's just, no, it's fine. It's just overcast, but there's just snow everywhere. But I don't...
It doesn't look like it's going to snow anytime soon?
No, but I haven't checked the forecast.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this morning it said it was supposed to be, like, cloudy all day. Mm-hmm. Not really snowing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, apparently she's gonna walk real fast and walk real fast back. Anyway, she can stay on the program. She's, you know. Did I tell you? I think I told you, but in my other shows, that she trained Trotsky to sit on the command of fetus. kind of weird, right? And that's, I think that's on the list of words they can't say. I guess I'll read that maybe, and then we'll just be done here. So there's these lists I found, I don't know the context exactly, but words you can't say. It's double-sided. This one's in children's handwriting. Fuck, fuck, sperm, cunt, poop, duty, call of duty, shiza, what? Stub, scrotum, oh yeah, sexual, porn, pornography, horny, pornography, sexual abusement, testicular, rape, strip, rapist, club, sexual, sexual harassment, harassment, and intercourse, sperm donor, if you know what I mean, poopy, baby seal, Harry, pickle, prickly pear. On the other side, slut, underscore, F. Oh, this is hard. There's too many blanks. I'll just read the ones that don't have, like, underlines, like fill in the blank. Satan, stab, damn, penis, fat, shit, anus, go die, blank, tit, vag, whore, pimp, prostitute, scum, douche, skank, tramp, bimbo, bitch, twerk, crap, punis, son of a, boobies, boobs, butt, Penn Island, whatever. Testicles, dick, anal fissure, shit, damn, asshole, fucks. Well, fortunately, abortion isn't on there. And neither is, well, never mind that. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Chuckin'. All right. Squirt girdle. Squirt girdle. Let's see. Let's see what I got on my iTunes. Tunis. What's that? It's weird. I just heard this hard drive rev up sound. That was very odd. Probably because I'm using the audio interface that is also attached to the port drive. Let's see, what was I doing? I was trying to find a music to end with. Let's see, Beyonce, nah. Let's just do some randomization here. Oh. Okay, this is totally literally random, and I don't know if it's gonna be good, probably not. Skirt girdle. Skirt Girdle. It's by Oscar McMillan. It's McMillan. It's some sort of a house music mix or something. Not mix, just sound, I guess. Bye. Horrible already. Hate it. Sorry, I can't deal with that. Ah, can't deal with death. What else do I have? A little less random, maybe. No. Chicken. Oh, this is music from the dance salon in Eindhoven, where I used to live a million years ago in Holland. Let me pick something random from here. Where are my ratings? It says the ratings here, but I don't see the rating. Where's the rating? Christ on a stick with a vagina. None of these have ratings, so we're fucked. Okay, let's see, then we're just gonna be random. Freak It Up. Oh, that sounds fun. Anything called Freak It Up can't be bad, right? I just hope it's not so horrible that I have to, like, you know, dislodge it from my vagina or something. You know what I mean. Or not. Freak It Up. Yes, honey. I don't know. Whatever. Very voluminous. 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 Dim it up. Oh, whoa. Dim it up. Dim it up.
Dim it up. Is that heavy? Is that heavy? Is that heavy? I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. I figure that if it's...
We are beans.
Give it up.
No.
Give it up.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
He's not able to produce for himself, and in that way will not be able to have any children. But he's a perfectly normal male.
If I put my fist in...
Hello, sorry. That was horrible, too. I couldn't help it. I will just have to go with the carpenters, because, you know, that's just how it would be. Carpenters. Because that's just what I feel like today. I'm sorry if... Oops. No. But... I'm sorry if many of you are too young to understand the irony of these songs. I defriended somebody on Facebook because they said something dumb about irony. So this, let's just dedicate this to that lost friendship. It meant so much. Bye for real.
Lonely game we play, looking for the right words to say, searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. To say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes, and no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in this masquerade.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
Understand the reason why we carry on this
My guide said to me that they do not have swords, they have long tubes with balls at each end that are green. And what they do is they put this wand on your affected area and it turns dark. They pull the illness out of you and then they go rinse it and come back.